Hey guys, how's it going? Good morning. Just you well and having a beautiful day. It is a great day here in Massachusetts. The sun is shining and for a change, I'm out here having my morning coffee and planning an interesting day and working through something. So you guys can hear me, but I trust you well wherever you're at today. Let me put these on so I can see you. There you are. Good. What's going on this week? I'm having a quieter week than last week or the next week, but yeah, having a good week, managing to get lots of things done. In a couple of weeks time I will be in France for 2 weeks. Haven't been in France for since the whole week COVID blew up. I was actually in France and had to leave after one day. I made a one-day trip to France, so I'm looking forward to being there again. This coming weekend, I'm going to be in Sturbridge Worship Center in the morning, speaking about authority and grace and how we release authority in our lives. Sunday afternoon, I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, or near there. We're doing an NEF house party, an outdoor afternoon tea party. Going to do some worship and fellowship and share some things. So if you're interested in coming there, contact our NEF website and we will give you the details for that. Good. That's about it. Hey, let me share a real quick thought with you for the day anyway, to encourage you in your day. But, I don't know about you, but I'm a pragmatist. I've always been this way. And I like things that work. I'm trying to get out of the sun here. You know, in a way, my criteria for evaluating any teaching is what does it actually produce. This could be a fault in me as well, but I often am not that interested in reading a book or listening to a teacher without knowing part of my process when somebody presents me, hey, you should listen to this person or that person. I'm great, I'm open to that. But I really want to know what the teaching produced in their life. The Bible says follow those who through faith and patience inherit promises. So if you're going to talk to me about faith or patience, I want to see the realization of your promises. I want to see that what you believe has actually produced something. And you know, I think when we talk about walking with God, it's easy to get lost in hyperspace or in the third heavens or the courts of heaven or, you know, in lots of different ideas. And here's a really quick, simple thought for you today, but it's a powerful one. The bottom line with our walk with God comes down to two things. It comes down to what Jesus did, and it comes down to how we respond to what Jesus did. And if you separate those two things out, you're going to get yourself in trouble. If we make our Christian life all about what we do, we get into dead works. We become, you know, where the Catholic Church was in the 15th century, just awash with dead works, trying to please God through actions, through sacrifice, all of those things. So any Christianity that's based on what we do falls apart. Okay, but let's go to the other extreme. If we have a great revelation of what Jesus did, the finished works of God, the accomplished works of Christ on the cross, if that's all we do and we don't actually have corresponding actions, we simply have an acquiescence of belief in the finished works, in God's done his part, but we don't do our part, things don't actually work. And again, this is a really simple message today, but the bottom line is your Christian life actually comes down to believing the right things, but believing the right things have to translate into action, it has to have handles on it, it has to have wheels on it, it has to have some way of doing Christianity in your daily life, not simply believing in it in some abstract way. And how do we do that? You know, I don't claim this is an exhaustive list, but here's how I do that. Number one, I want worship to be this daily. Daily isn't enough. I want it to be an hourly thing. I want worship to be something I practice. I want my worship life to actually have very little to do with what I do when I'm in a church or on a stage or any scenario like that. I want to be worshiping in my car. I try to take probably two or three times an hour. I want to be going, Father, I love you. And I just give him a little bit of praise, give him a little bit of worship. And in doing that, I'm keeping myself fresh. I'm really abiding in him. Abiding isn't a theological concept. It's a practice, and we've got to practice abiding. How do we do that? We practice worship. We practice the word, and obviously that means reading the word and studying it. But to me, it means meeting him in his word. It means hearing him say these things to me. It means me saying them and praying them back to him. So again, if Jesus is the word of God, agreed, John 1 verse 1, Revelation 19, Jesus is the word, we don't love Jesus more than we love his word. So how do we do Christianity well? Well, we stay in that place of worship. We walk in the word. That means we think on it. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who meditates in his word day and night. He'll be like the tree of waters planted, the tree planted by the rivers of water. He'll bring forth fruit in his season. Whatever he does will prosper. So I want to bake the word of God into my life. I want God's word on my TV, on my phone, when I take a shower. I want to be interacting with it that way. How else do we walk with God? I mean, I can give you a list here, but we talk with him. We walk and talk. We ask him questions. We bring him into everything. Even our struggles, our failures, we keep that, if you will, that conversational line open. We're talking to him about it. We're listening. We're looking for that interaction in everything we do. And I think by doing that, that's what relationship is. You know, in every human relationship, relationships fall apart when they are only, if you're only married in terms of you have a paper that says you're married and you see that person once a year, you're not really married. So here's my challenge to you today. I don't want to give you a list of to-dos, because that we then end up in a whole new realm of dead works. But my point is, what are the Holy Ghost habits? What are the disciplines, if you want to use classical Christian language, that you can bring into your life every day that will take your life to a whole other level? You know, most of the time, faith doesn't come. Let me put it this way. Here's what most of us do. We wander merrily through life until crisis hits us. And then we try to, oh my God, we try to build our faith in the midst of crisis. The best time to build your faith, Wigglesworth used to quote a verse from Mark 4, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. What Wigglesworth was saying is build your faith day by day, piece by piece, keep interacting with the word, keep praying, keep engaging. And after a while, you have this reservoir of faith and a reservoir of grace that you can walk in and give to others. So I hope that's helpful. My challenge to you is, what are your Holy Ghost grace disciplines? What does do look like for your Christian life today? Boom. Guys, thanks for watching or listening if you're on the podcast here. Hey, do consider hitting the subscribe button and check the links below or in the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. Blessing you. We're looking forward to connecting soon. Bye for now.